Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 13th of June, 2017. All the best technology news we'll be getting you caught up on over the weekend and yesterday coming your way in about 5 minutes. Biggest news definitely to happen over the last few days is Microsoft's one hell of expensive console. Yes, I'm talking about the Xbox One X. Now, you might remember this. It was actually called Project Scorpio a few months back. That might have sounded better, Xbox Scorpio. But anyways, they decided let's just make it X. The $499 system, yes, let me say that again, the $499 system was unveiled at the E3 Expo in Los Angeles. So what goodies did we get with the X if we're going to have to pay more? Well, we get the 4K-capable machine that's going to give a smooth game. Gameplay, yeah, we'll see. And we should have a lot faster load times with the games too, packing an 8-core CPU underneath the thing, 12 gigabytes of GDDR5 graphic memory, and all this goes into something that's actually smaller than the original Xbox One. And if you think that's a lot of power, well, that is a lot of power because you're going to have a liquid cooling system to keep those internals all nice and happy. And on top of that, you get 1 terabyte of onboard storage, plus the 4K Blu-ray disc drive. Microsoft is promising 40 new titles at launch, which, by the way, will be November 7th of this year in the U.S. And even better yet, if you can't afford any of those new titles, well, because you just shelled out $500,000 for a game console, all your original Xbox One games and accessories will work with it. How many people out there are really happy about that Pixel XL coming from Google? Were you excited? Don't be. Yeah, it seems that Google, at least according to rumors, Android Police is saying that 3 different sources over at Google saying the Pixel sequel, by the way, the codename apparently was called Muskie. Yeah, not a great one. Has been completely canceled. And as of now, we don't have any idea why it's been canceled. Now, if you're really down and out about hearing this news, don't feel too bad. Google is apparently working on 2 other Pixel handsets right now. One of them actually could be the quote-unquote proper Pixel XL follow-up. Hey, speaking of Google, Android, and phones, let's talk about Samsung and how they're pissing off some of their customers. Looking at some posts over there in Reddit over the last few days, seems there's been quite a few angry Galaxy 8S owners. Why? They're getting ads and push notifications. Samsung has begun displaying ads via the push notification system. And what's causing all these wonderful little ads that you hate? Well, from what we can see, it's Samsung's game optimizing surface bloatware. Which, by the way, we all know is pre-installed on most Samsung phones. Now the bigger question, how the hell do you get rid of this crap? Well, just head on over to the game launcher. Then you have to untick that receive marketing information option in the settings. This then will disable those ads over push notifications. And your Tuesday will become a little bit better for you. And finally, Sharp televisions. When's the last time you bought one of those? For many Americans, probably in the 1980s. Why that long? Well, let's just say the quality standards have kind of gone down. Probably because they licensed off their name to some Chinese manufacturer that they were allowed to put their branding on these televisions to be sold in the U.S. Well, apparently, Sharp is not too happy with this Chinese manufacturer, so much so that they're suing them. And on top of that, they're telling people in the U.S., do not buy our televisions. They suck. The Chinese manufacturing company Hisense Electric, yeah, that's the ones making these crappy televisions, according to Sharp, has rejected these allegations, saying it is definitely selling high-quality televisions under the Sharp name. Sharp has admittedly said they are trying to recover its position as a global marketer of consumer electronics. So maybe this is their way of getting a little free PR. Who knows? Then again, I don't think I'd be saying, hey, don't buy a Sharp. They suck, if I was Sharp. That kind of sticks with people. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there, check it out for all of our podcasts, our blog, and a review section, too. Also, while you're over there, if you feel BTN's worth it to you, please consider donating to our network. You can do that via Patreon. Any support would be definitely appreciated and will help keep all this content coming your way. Also, check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And please come and join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning on Wednesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.